US President-elect Donald Trump has made the much-anticipated move of announcing his ambassador to Israel. David Friedman previously served as an advisor to Trump on Israel affairs and has been cited in the past as arguing that the West Bank belongs to Israel. However, Mr. Friedman has made the particularly provocative statements in the past, claiming that the Israeli settlements are not an impediment to peace, nor are they illegal, and that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. Matthew Ayton has more.
US President-elect Donald Trump has chosen his ambassador to Israel. David Friedman, a bankruptcy lawyer who has said that he is looking forward to strengthening US-Israeli relations, quote, from the US embassy in Israel's eternal capital, Jerusalem. He has also said that he hoped to, quote, strengthen the unbreakable bond between our two countries and advance the cause of peace within the region. Friedman served as an advisor to Trump on Israeli affairs when he aroused the concerns of rights activists by saying that the Israeli settlements on the occupied West Bank are not illegal. Friedman is also the president of a group called American Friends in Beit El Yeshiva, which is a group that supports illegal settlements near the Palestinian city of Ramallah. Trump said that he intends to switch the US embassy from Tel Aviv, where it has spent the last 68 years, to Jerusalem, all but enshrining the city as Israel's capital, regardless of international objections. Well, joining me to discuss this in further detail is Daniel Pipes, the president of the Middle East Forum in Washington. Mr. Pipes, thank you for agreeing to talk to us. So what does the appointment of Mr. Friedman as ambassador to Israel mean, do you think? Is this good news?
Well, we don't know if it's good news or not, but it's certainly news. It's a very different kind of appointment from any other in U.S.-Israeli history. So it's going to be uncharted waters.
So is it an issue at all that is, he rejects international consensus and law that settlements are a major impediment to peace with Palestine?
Well, I think this is reflecting a great deal, what a great deal of Americans think, that the real problem is not Jews living in the West Bank, but rather Muslims not accepting the existence of Israel. So that's not something that I think will be much of an issue.
Yes, but some might argue that that's Palestinian land that's been annexed to make way for what are recognized as illegal Jewish settlements.
I'll remind you that it was over 20 years ago that the West Bank was divided into areas A, B, and C, and where the Palestinians live, the Israeli army no longer is present, and that in general the Jews who have moved to the West Bank have moved to areas where there has been no habitation. So it's a complex issue, but it's useful to have a new point of view expressed by the U.S. government, because this issue has been so stale for so long. I mean, these are issues which were set out in 1947 by a U.N. resolution. It's now close to 7 years later. It's time for some new thinking now.
Yes, but the Palestinians were promised back in the early 1990s full control of both areas B and C, were they not? And of course, area C, which makes up just over 60% of the West Bank, is still under complete Israeli military control, and it's where most of the settlements are concentrated.
I think you're aware that the Oslo Accords are premised on the idea that the Palestinians would accept the Jewish state and not engage in violence against it. Indeed, there was far more violence after the Accords than before it. And that has continued ever since. So it's up to the Palestinians. If they wish to engage in violence, they're obviously not going to get the kind of diplomatic accords and Israeli recognition.
You say that Mr. Friedman's position on Israel reflects what a lot of Americans think and feel about the country. To be honest, I'm not too sure about that myself. But putting that aside, what about international law? Because, of course, the UN Security Council, the UN General Assembly, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the International Court of Justice, various Security Council resolutions such as 446, and the high contracting parties to the Fourth Geneva Convention have all determined that the settlements are illegal and must be stopped. And, of course, the Fourth Geneva Convention itself says that, quote, the occupying power shall not deport or transfer parts of its own civilian population into the territory it occupies. So does any of that matter?
International law is important. I think if you look closely at international law, you see that there's nothing that the Israeli government has done since 1967 which contravenes international law. The Geneva Convention state that the occupying power cannot move people in. That's not what's happened. In fact, it's been individuals who've gone off and started their own habitations. That's perfectly legal. In contrast, I might note, the Turkish government is facilitating is not the issue. It's the Israeli government initiating. you look in contrast to Cyprus, the Turkish government since 1974 has actively brought people in. That is a contravention to Geneva Conventions, and it surprises me that there's almost no discussion of that. There's this intense discussion of the West Bank, where in fact the Israeli government has...
Would it not just be better for the United States to appoint someone as the ambassador to Israel who's a little less provocative, though, just for the sake of U.S. interests?
We shall see. Mr. Friedman is clearly someone who does not have experience in diplomacy. He is an accomplished bankruptcy lawyer. We'll see if he can translate that into skills on the diplomatic level. I might add that just a week ago, I had occasion to spend an hour and a half with him in New York discussing these issues, and he seemed to me well-versed in them. I presume he can be a quick learner.
Okay, Daniel Pipes, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.